If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is a post about the second guy I ever had sex with. It's also one of the first posts I ever wrote when I started this blog. It's written in February 2012, and as a result, there are some concepts in it which I think I discuss in ways that I wouldn't discuss them today, most notably the concept of virginity. In this piece, I use virginity to mean the first time somebody has penetrative sex. If you want to see a more up-to-date and discursive take on what virginity really means and whether it means anything at all, just search for the word on the blog and you'll come up with more recent pieces. In the meantime, I wanted to share this with you as audio because this was really hot and it felt weird to me that I'd not recorded this story as audio yet. God, I loved number two. Brash, funny, intelligent, and, to my unfading delight, a virgin. We were frustrated friends. I had a boyfriend, and he'd never had anyone. We'd joke and play together, write filthy notes during English lessons, brush up against each other on the bus. When we hugged, I quivered at the feeling of his thick, satisfying erection pushing against my hips. I wanted him so badly, I utterly ached. We'd sleep at friends' houses at parties, me lying next to him, panting with longing, while he slowly ran his fingers over my nipples. He never tired of the feel of them, the miracle of keeping me on a knife edge of desire for so long. By the early hours, when we finally managed to sleep, my nipples would be red raw and throbbing with pain. One night, in bed with a few others asleep beside us, he got brave enough to inch his hand lower. Tentatively, he slipped it down into my knickers. I was slick with frustrated desire, wet as only an 18-year-old girl can get. He was trembling with lust and fear and guilt. He was so hard, I worried I'd hurt him if I squeezed his dick with any kind of vigour. When his hand reached my cunt and he realised how wet I was, he couldn't keep silent. He moaned. Ugh. Just remembering number two's surprised, lustful moan is one of my hottest memories. After hearing his stifled cry, I couldn't leave without doing something. At that point, I'd have traded my money, my youth, even my as-yet-unfinished A-levels, just to have him in me. I whispered to him, grabbed his hand. We left our friends sleeping and scurried into an empty bedroom. We fell onto the bed, me in a panting, aching heap, and he in a trembling, terrified one. I kissed him. I told him I wanted him. I fluttered my eyelashes and begged him to fuck me. And he couldn't fuck me. He was so scared that he couldn't get hard. I sucked him gently. I told him he was hot. I told him I was desperate for it. And eventually I got him just hard enough to roll on a condom and try. I climbed on top of him, slipped him into me, and then sat down slowly on his semi-hard cock. But it was clear that it just wasn't happening. He'd lost his virginity. Just. But he'd mislaid a fair portion of his dignity too, and it broke my heart to think that instead of remembering me with a gleeful nostalgia, he'd look back on the whole thing with shame. A couple of weeks later, at his house, he was relaxed. Not calm as such, his cock was straining at the fabric of his jeans, but he was much readier to fuck. "What do I do?" he asked me. "Whatever you want," I told him. "Can I do this?" "Yes, please do that." "What if I'm crap, though?" He was so worried. So I just said, "You're not." He rubbed himself frantically against me, touching wherever he thought he was allowed. I pulled up my top, unhooked my bra, guided him. I wanted to show him he wasn't just allowed, he was needed. I needed him to touch me, to fuck me. I needed him inside me to quell the aching hurt in my cunt. He didn't need to make me come. He just needed to be in me, to give me some release. He panted and moaned and struggled to take off his jeans. His hands shook with lust and he groaned with frustration. I helped him get them off, wrapped my legs around him, and then held myself up, nice and wide and easy, so he could slide himself in. With his hands each side of my head, he pushed his cock into me, deep and rock hard. Hard like I longed for. Hard enough that I felt it stretch me out, open me up, scratch the itch that he'd created during all those long nights of furtively stroking my nipples. The itch he'd created with that anguished, desperate moan. Ah! As he fucked me, he looked surprised, confused, and delighted. I was relieved to be rid of the throbbing, aching need to fuck. I grinned, forced myself up, thrust angrily against him so he could feel every movement. As he sped up, he let out a strangled cry. Ah! So I squeezed him with my cunt and my thighs as I felt him come hard inside me. It was possibly the best 5 seconds of my entire fucking life. If you enjoyed that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it by supporting the project on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.